Begin the current daf, Masechet Seiv, daf Yud Beis. We begin Amud Beis. We begin to taste the masal to begin towards the Gemara. Hach Meiskin, what are we talking about here? Isle Gedude. She's going to explain what this Gemara's answer of Isle Gedude. Because the Gemara had ultimately said that, wait a second, how are you allowed to carry in the Chatzar? But it's preached the Makam Asamallah. So on that thesis that the Gemara had explained that, oh, because there's Gedude over here. So Pirush Rashi explains that this, that the Gemara's answer is Gedude. Means to say, because really the water did not breach the whole wall of the courtyard, rather the upper half, but the lower part, which is what Rashi explains as gedude, it remains avala yam chisau, but the water is covering it, and therefore you're not allowed to draw the water and bring it into the courtyard, but you're allowed to still carry in the courtyard because the courtyard lemaisa ultimately is not breached all the way because it does have 10 tefachim of wall, it's just covered by the sea. And that's the taste of a kash, but that's the difficulty. So then, what's the difference? We're going to carry in the courtyard. You say, oh, it is considered a wall. Regarding filling up the water, it's not considered? I mean, what's the double standard? So the Yeshua says, this is the interpretation. What the Gemara is saying is, what you see from the brace is, you're not draw the water. What that actually means to say, it's not the way Rashi explains, oh, specifically drawing water is a problem. Because they said, well, that's a double standard. Rather, the intention is, like the Bach says, the Gir says, you're now going to go ahead and take and carry from the courtyard to the house. Now, the Dukkah Milah, so it has nothing to do with drawing water. We only pick drawing water from the Iker Tashmish, Michatz Labayis, Guamilu. The primary utility that they used the courtyard for, which was right there by the water, was to take the water from the courtyard to the house. What we're saying is essentially what you cannot do, what Nili means according to Taisis, it means to say you can't carry from the Chatzah to the Bais. And just, we happen to pick the more common case of drawing water. But what the Gemara is saying is, what you could do is you could carry in the Chatzah. And that the Gemara's question of Amai Bechulu. Now, why is this? Mishani and the Gemara answers this, the Gedudi, because there are Gedudi. So what this means according to Taisis is, V'nikeres Mechitza. So basically, the most question is, like, what the Taisa asking was, what's the double standard? Not regarding drawing water and carrying, but regarding that you could carry in the Chatzar, but not from the Chatzar to the Bayis, is because for the people in the Chatzar, the Mechita is recognizable, even though it's in the water, because the courtyard is very close to the edge, and you see the wall even under the water. But the Bayis and Mechaikim, the people in the house, which are very far in the carrots, not recognizable that there's a wall there under the water. But Yibi Maya looks like the water mixing it all together. Shemachiyasa, therefore it's forbidden to the house, but not for the chatzah. Now, the Taisa is because of a difficult. Because the Befekit and the Gemara later on the Pevav Medal, which you're talking about over there regarding a pit that's between two courtyards. So, no pit could fill up from the pit unless they make a mechitza. Now, Beshami holds, the mechitza has to be on the bottom of the pit, meaning the way the Gemara explains over there, that it's not sufficient to have the mechitza in the pit, rather it has to be in the water. The Gemara asks, why isn't it sufficient to just be in the pit? Obviously, because the water is mixing. Meaning, so therefore, the two courtyards, their waters are mixing, and there's no partition. So therefore, it has to be in the water itself, or else the water is mixing. Now, says Taisa Mashma, it sounds like in that Gemara over there, the Asi Shaper, that it works out, you don't have to see the edge of the reeds, which are the mechitzas, separating the waters of the two courtyards, above the water. Unless, like we said, Rabbi Yehuda, but he mentions that the water is going to be considered mixing together. So for that reason itself, you have to have it, that it's coming up. But if not that, we wouldn't be bothered by that. So it says, Taisa B'Hashem, now it's difficult. Because, Hach Braisa Nami Saber Hachi, what do you mean? The price that we're bringing here in our Gemara also is like the same thing. So that's the stage for some. What you can say is that truthfully, everyone holds that a wall that's covered and it's not visible is not a mechitza. And you're right. The Rabbi Huda could have said that according to your reasoning that you're not concerned for the waters mixing, how are you going to say that if the water is covering the mechitza, it's going to be a valid mechitza? Obviously, that you have to have the tops of the reeds that are coming out on top of the water. And then there's no more problem of the waters mixing together. Rivam Mefarish Fun actually explains, it's a different interpretation. He says that the courtyard, the wall was breached from before Shabbos. Now the water came on Shabbos. The Kama, that's what the Gemara is saying. Hear what we're talking about, that this Gedudi, in other words, that there are walls that are still 10 tefachim high, which the water is covering. And you're right. there's no mahalachas and mechitzas on them, even for carrying the chatzah. Now, so why are we saying that you can carry because of these gedudis? Not because that now, even when they're submerged, they're considered significant. Rather, because the Shabbos, regarding Shabbos, once it was permitted, so therefore it remains to be permitted. So, avagav the hashtei and the mechitzas in the cars, now even though now the walls are not recognizable, because now on Shabbos the water came and covered it, so therefore it maintains its permissibility from what it was when Shabbos started. Which milui, like our Gemara was saying, but regarding filling up the water that came on Shabbos, you can't say because that wasn't there when Shabbos started. So they give a different interpretation. The Isle Gedudi, what does that mean to say? Shish Gedudim Gevoyim Asara Liyam Batecha Chatzah. What it means to say is that the water from the sea came into the courtyard and washed away, made like a ditch that's 10 tefachim deep. So it comes out that the ground of the courtyard is higher than the ground of the sea, 10 tefachim. That itself is like a partition between the courtyard and the water. That's what Gedudim means of Gevoyim Asara. It's the ground itself. That's what carrying the courtyard, because that wall of the height of the chatzar over that of the water is a partition. But still, that's what we're saying, that to fill up the water is forbidden, because where the water is, that totally breaches to the sea. And the sea is forbidden, rabbinic area. It says Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, we don't have to be concerned over here. Wait a second, if the partition is the wall, maybe the sea is going to wash away and make it sediment, as the Gemara says elsewhere. No, because these heights over here from the wash away area is pretty high, so we're not concerned for that it's going to wash away and make it less than 10. Or because it's very far away from the edge of the water. So although there was a hurricane and it knocked it down, but we're not concerned that the water is going to wash up and diminish that height of 10 foot. Another interpretation, he explains that this that the Gemara is making a dig from the brace that what you can't do is fill up water, but carrying you could. It doesn't mean at the same time that you're not allowed to fill up the water that you're allowed to carry. Rather, means like this. The interpretation is, and the fact that the Braisa says that Eimimalin, and didn't just say that's forbidden, it sounds like that filling of water what you cannot do. And yeah, who had been tilted? Same thing replies to carrying the chatzah also cannot be done, as long as the water is there. Now, but not good Mila, so why do you pick drawing water? Because we said in the Braisa that you cannot fill up the water, which that's the deek we said, but carrying you could carry. But that is, as the Samir Kutz explains, Imhochulem Hamayim. If the water already disappeared, and what the Gemara originally understands that to mean is that the water that breached totally the mechitzas and there wasn't left over anything at all, the reason why you cannot fill up the water, and so too you cannot carry anything in the chatzar, that the Gemara asks, but why? That since there's no more mechitzas for the chatzar, then why permitted to carry over there when the water leaves? That the Gemara answers this like a dute. Because there were mechitzas that remained, even after that the water breached the chatzar. Allah Hishar b'she'en ha'mayim, that's what's permitted to carry when there's no more water there, when the water receded. But you're right, when there's water over there, then mechitza in the keres, and then you don't see the partition, but even mayim, so then the water makes it all look mixed together, then asr, then there would be forbidden. Then says, as you're going to say, why is it forbidden to go ahead and draw the water over here, as we're saying here in this price, but there's something in the, if you have a porch, a plank coming out over the water, so aim him alim in the Shabbos, not to fill up water from it on Shabbos. Unless you made a partition that's 10 tefachim high, lower down than the water. In other words, that this partition has to be submerged in the water itself. Now it sounds like, even though the water is floating on top of it, even though the partition is not recognizable, you could fill up water from it. That's the state. Maybe what you can say is the Hashem Shemachitzes Asus L'Shemayim. They were the walls were made for the purposes of functioning for the water. It's better than just here, where just some breaches were left over that wouldn't work under the water. But there, where it's made for that, it was the underwater walls. There would work. Now Taisa comes back and he says Ritzva Pirsh Karashi. Actually, this Ritzva, he explains like Rashi, that this means this like a Gedudi. It means that there were some parts of the wall left over. Aval Hayam Kisa, but the water is covering it. And that's why you cannot fill up the water from the sea, because it's covered by the water. Now, as the Ritzvah explained, the reason is not because the water is covering the walls, therefore nullifies the status of a mechitza. Truthfully, it retains it even though it's covered, and that's why you're allowed to carry in the chatzar itself, and even to take from the chatzar into the bayis, even though it's covered. The reason why, however, you cannot draw the water is because dilma azel dli leidach gisel chutz lachatzar. We're concerned because the pail might just get, you're drawing the water, might go out of the courtyard itself when you're drawing the water. And so to say, the reasoning for the mixing of the water, which we had asked, what do you mean, that should be forbidden, even where the mechitza is in the water, because like we're saying, that the water is mixed, that just says, no, that's not a problem. The problem is only because the pitcher might go to the other side and comes out that you filled the water of your friend who's in that other bar of the when the bar is between the two chatzers. So let me show you the mechitza across, and the problem is not because the partition is not recognizable, because like the Ritz was explaining, that's not a problem. And that's why we also say be'eser, where if let's say the breach of the water and our sugi we said is not wider than 10, Navika Pesach, we say, oh, it's like an opening, and then you can even draw the water. The reason is because loy chashin, and they were not concerned that the pitcher is going to go out of the walls because they can't care. Because it's recognizable when you see where the wall ends, because it's not such a big breach. And that's what the Gemara says, but carrying you can carry what that means to say is Avigav the Imechitz in the Karas. Even though the partition is not recognizable, it still doesn't bother us, because you don't need to have that. That's only when you're filling up the pitcher that it shouldn't go out of the Mechitzes. But to carry in the Chatzah, you know where the Chatzah is. And now it also makes sense that Bryce, which we brought, which is sounding from there that a Mechitzah is going to permit when it's by the Zustra, even though it's covered with water, because that's the truth. The problem here is not because it's covered with water, it's only because you might draw from outside. And that price, we're not concerned for that because you have the recognition of the gezustra of the porch itself. So, Faces had said, this had the Gemara made the dig from the Brisa, that when the water from the sea makes a hole in the chutzah, you can't fill up the water, but it sounds like what you could carry. So, according to Rashi, that was talking about that this gedudi means to say that these breaches of the wall are still left with a height of 10 tefachim, just that the water covers it and it's not visible. Therefore, you could carry in the chutzah. But you're not allowed to fill up the water because ultimately it's covered, which Taisa is difficult. What's that double standard? Taisa explained that you're allowed to carry in the courtyard, which is because that's near the place of the mechitzas. And there, you could see the mechitzas underwater. And the truth is, and yeah, you'd be able to draw the water and bring it into the courtyard. This way, so you can't draw the water meant as an example of just that you cannot take from the chutz into the bais, because in the bais, it's far the mechitzas, and there you don't recognize the mechitzas. The Rivan said that you're allowed to carry in the chatzah, and even to take from the chatzah to the bais, because yesterday the mechitzas were here, and the water only came today on Shabbos. Therefore, we say krimichot chotcher, but to fill up the water which wasn't here from yesterday, that's going to be awesome. A false interpretation of Ibn Tam and the Rashbam, they said as long as the water is in the courtyard, you're not allowed to carry nowhere, not from the chatzah, not from the chatzah to the bais. When the water recedes, then you recognize the mechitzas. That's when we're saying, which obviously, but the water itself, when it's still there, you can't draw the water. The fifth interpretation, Ritzva, was like Rashi, which he said that these gedudim that permit you to carry, yeah, even though it's covered, it's still going to be permitted. The reason why you can't draw the water is because there's no recognition, and therefore we're concerned that you might come to draw the water out of the mechitzas. But again, regarding carrying, you know where you're carrying, therefore it's going to be permitted. And that's how Tanya says also you could explain for Rashi. Tanya says the Masechta begins with the Gemara Eisvei, but this seems to be difficult from the following price. Well, yes, Alkain, even more than this, which Tanya comes to explain what the Gemara's question on Rava, who he's saying, which the Gemara's asking, that the old Lechi is like a hacker. Because the Gemara asks, what do you mean? You see from Yehuda, we have two houses on either side of the street, and you have two side posts, and you see that, oh, it's going to be permitting it. Obviously, it functions as a wall, and difficult. The Rabbi says it's like a hacker. Chase says that, and don't answer and say that Rabbi holds like Rabban or disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. You can't say that. And Chase says differently than Rashi, because the fully Rabban lay Asri, because even Rabban who say that it's a problem that it's not permitting it over here is Elam Rabban by Shalosh Mechitzes Gemuros, only because according to Rabban you have three bona fide walls, and it's not sufficient with two walls with two lechis. But they themselves would agree that biblically that would be considered as two bona fide walls, which is according to it. And then you see that the lechi is functioning as a mechitza. So therefore, that question would be not just from Yehuda, but even according to the Rabbanan. Considering that the master begins the words of the Gemara, kama mechodnim mechol uchulu, how precise are the words of these elders, etc., el pasaba, rather only with a board that's four tefachim. Just going to explain, the Dishrib Zer says that the chatzah is only permitted with a board that's four tefachim. That's in the conclusion after that they had asked on the words of Yehuda and gave that answer, where Gemara brought the teaching from Ibn Mirab that said that if you have a malbid of the length, it's like the width. So that's like a chatzah. It's only going to be permitted with the halachas of a chatzah. Because the halacha of a lecha mashu was only said regarding a malbid, not regarding a chatzah. And that said, Reb Zera, oh, how precise are the teaching of the elders? That because the length of the malbid is like the width, so that's like a chatzah, and the chatzah is only permitted with a, if it has a board that's a four fach. And Reb Zera said, if I have a difficulty in teaching Reb Yehuda, it's that, why doesn't a lechi help? That even though it's not going to function as a lechi, but still it should function as a pasav chatzar. And the Gemara says, well, here, Zera didn't realize the halacha of Rabbi Yechon that says, what do you mean for a chatzar? The pasav has to be arba, and if it's not sufficient with a lechi. Now what bothers me is, Zera himself already said that it doesn't help for a chatzar, or maybe that the arich is like the reichim, which is also like a chatzar only with a pasav ba. So what's he asking? How could he be entertained to say that a lechi, that mashu should be like the pas for the maybe like it is by a chatzar? That's what Taisa says. Istalegars are those who do not have the girsa in the words of Abzera previously that he said that a chatz is not permitted only bepas. They don't have the word arba. With fourth fachem, rather, the girsa was bepas. As we find, from the hashta sakadaita, Abzera, the second pas mashu, we obviously find that he entertained the idea to say there would be sufficient pas mashu, obviously never said that it's pas arba. Which Taisa says, vein lachas. Now, one does not have to be concerned to delete that from the girsa. The Mishnah Maskana, not good Arba, because of the conclusion is that it comes out that it is for Tvachim. But you're right, the Havamina he did entertain to say would be B'mashu. This that we previously quoted him was after this Maskana, which that we do find that it has to be for Tvachim. The next says the Maskana begins with Zimur, Lahavika Pas, Mashu Balishtri. Should be like a board that's just a minute amount. And that should be permitted. He also says, come to explain that in the Havamina, that the Gemara thought, like Reb Zera, that would be sufficient for a chatzar to have a pas, a kalshu. And just as Reb Yechon previously said, you need a pas abo. Again, that's after the conclusion over here, because the Gemara had Reb Zera asked about Reb Yehuda's teaching, that he says that a mavid is like it was like a chatzar is not going to help a lechi to be permitted. Why not? Why can't a lechi be like a pas, where it helps? And then the Gemara says, no, a chatzar by the pas has to have a pas abo. Now, Bada says this, Vavgav Reb Zera gufe komal el imner, Reb Zera himself previously had said, meruch ha'achas ba'abo, that if you do it on only one side, it's sufficient with four tfachim. So you see that he says this idea on one side of four tfachim. So it says, Taisis Labasar Hachisham, it's subsequently after this that he heard that the board has to be four tfachim. So therefore, that's why, that's when he had explained that that's what the teaching of Rabbi Yechanan to resolve the contradiction of Rabbi Yechanan, to say that the one of four tfachim was on one side. But yeah, originally he entertained, like our Gemara says over here, that it should be even a kosher. And the next says the master begins with the Gemara, Bat Machat Seves, Pesuchim Latech, and houses and courtyards are open into it. Which says, come to explain, first of all, that you need to have that there's two courtyards open up to the alleyway, and each one has two houses open into it. Additionally, it suggests why is it by a courtyard that the length is more than the width, that a halach is like a mavli, that a lech of a car is going to help us, our Gemara is talking about, what do you mean, but there's no Chat Seves open up into that chat. Which the Gemara brought the teaching of Rav Nachman that we, the mavli is permitted with lech of a car, specifically if the length is more than the width. And a second variable is that the house and the courtyard open up to it. Taisa explains that this, that we say that Bat Matzeis open up to it, and this is not like Rashi, at least not over here. Shtei Chatzeis L'mavli. You have to have two courtyards open up to the Mavli. V'shtei Batim L'chol Chatzav V'chatz. You have to have two houses opening up into every single courtyard. And Ma'achis and Perikah B'lez. V'mila, this is obvious, says Taisa from the Gemara later on, the Gemara in Shabbos, of Kavalam and Alphim and Aleph, which the Gemara's words are, Ba'isik, Batim L'chol, you have one house, but you have two houses, which obviously you see that you have to have two houses open up to every courtyard, and then two courtyards open up to the alleyway. But then Taisa says, when we begin to say, Chatz She'ini Murbaz, then a courtyard that's not squared. So the Gemara said that we're going to qualify that as a mavoi, but hey, how could it be permitted with a side post or crossbeam? But you don't have houses and courtyards opening up into that courtyard, into that, so to speak, courtyard, into the chatzar, yeah. So, which means to say, but how could you qualify it as a mavoi? Because even though it has the arkay yoisim irachbay, but you don't have the other qualification of the mavoi. And says, you cannot say the lechatzar diyesh, but the urine. Oh, you're right, the second variable, which you mentioned, is not pertinent for a chatzar. Because a courtyard that has dwellers, doesn't need the second variable of house and courtyard. Have a mavi, the rachim and the urine, it's only by the mavi, by the alleyway, which is far from the dwellers. Shachatz and mavsik bin abatim mavi, where there the courtyard separates between the house and the alleyway. Mesham hachi bein the urine merub, and therefore you need to have a lot of dwellers. So that's why you need to have shtei chatzes v'shnei batim chol chatzes. That's why you need to have two courtyards, and for every courtyard, two houses. Says Taisa, no, you cannot say that. Why? A mav is not going to be permitted with a lech b'kare, etc. Mishmulam says, no, a fila bayis echel katzachas, even one house and one courtyard. Now, Pirshas Rashi, Rashi explains over here, what does that mean? Bayis echel b'mav b'bulei chatzar. When he says one courtyard and one house, there's one courtyard, and then you have independent one house in the alleyway without a courtyard. Now, b'chatzar achas imabatim, and then you have one courtyard with the houses. That's the what houses inside of it. Now, if you want to say that a courtyard that has dwellers inside of it is sufficient for Rav also, with two houses that open them into the courtyard, even though there's no courtyards open up into it, so that says Taisis, then the Kivin, the time of the Rav, since the reason of Rav that he required in the alleyway, two courtyards opening up into it, two houses opening into that courtyard. Mishum Diurin, like we're trying to entertain to say, because, oh, then you have dwellers in the alleyway, and if so, then when the house opens up directly into the alleyway and it's close to it, then we should say, Rav should also agree to this opinion of Shmuel that you don't need to have in that alleyway, like Rav qualifies in that Gemara over there, two chatzes with two batim b'chol chatzah. Because Kiman the Kabbai's Mavai, since the way Shmuel is saying it, you have a house into the alleyway, I feel like Kushum Chatz, even though there's no courtyard, the Shor B'lech B'kar should be permitted B'lech B'kar. So obviously we see, not like we're trying to propose to answer the question, because then Rav should have agreed to Shmuel over there. Now, okay, Pesha Kuntra Tzorch Lafarash. Now, says Taisis, one has to explain the way Rashi interprets, meaning to explain that Gemara over there, and therefore you can't give the answer they're proposing to say. Because the Ein Lafarsh, Bayis Echad B'Chatzachas, don't entertain to say that what does Shmuel mean when he says over there, one house and one courtyard? Hainu, what it means to say is Bayis Echad B'Chatzar, it means one house in that one courtyard. Oh, and that Rav is disagreeing, he's saying, oh, no, you have to have two courtyards and two houses in each courtyard. But you're right, if there would be a house opening directly to the Mavi, then Rav would agree. So and Rashi says, but that's not what it's Toman. It cannot be Toman this other type of way. How do we know that? Because the Alkama Rabbi Yechon Oskar, Rabbi Yechon says about the Afel Churva. Says even if there's a dilapidated building, it would also be permitted. It would also permit the Mavi with a lech in the car. Now, Bakam Basach and Nigmar subsequently says that what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yechon? The Lechashim are not concerned that we're going to permit that alleyway when they come to confuse and think that the Churva is also permitted with the Erev. To carry the vessels of the house into the churva. That mashmat sounds like that this Rabbi Yechon prince in the alleyway means to say the churva is opening up to the mavi. Besides the chatzah that there is in that mavi that's opened up to it, that has opened up to it. Obviously the lebay lemem churva shabachatzer that we're not saying that Rabbi Yechon is coming to permit the churva in the courtyard which opened up to the mavi. How do we know that? Because in Kenev that would be the case that since there's only one courtyard and to that courtyard, it's only open up this one chorva, comes out in the whole alleyway like a batim. There's no house at all. So how can we permit the mavoi? And obviously, chorva b'lei chatzah kama. Rather, Tyson proved, and this is all to prove the interpretation of Rashi, which is to disprove the answer we're trying to say. We're talking about that the chorva is without the courtyard. And besides that, there's a different courtyard that's opened up into the mavoi, which has house opened up into that courtyard. If so, v'achinami l'shmul, therefore here also according to Shmuel, Daman that he says, afel abayis echad b'chatzar achas, that even though there's one house and one courtyard, you have to explain that there's one house opening directly to the mavi, and besides for that, there's also a courtyard that has house opening up to it. So therefore that's what Taisa is saying, so that's reinforcing the question we had. Since this well is into the alleyway itself, so Rav should have agreed and held that such a mavi should be permitted with lech b'kayra. In fact, that Rav doesn't say that, obviously, that he does not hold this logic that where there's dwellers in the alleyway itself, that you don't need to have two courts and two houses. So we're back to the original question. So how could we say by a chatzar, which the length is more than the width, it can be permitted by Lech B'Kairah, even though there's no chatzaris opening up into that chatzar itself? You could explain Mishum the Mavid Karv L'Shaz Rav M'Yaisim L'Chatzar, a different interpretation. It's because by an alleyway, it's closer to the street, to the Rishaz Rav, more than the courtyard. And therefore, you need to have more of a rectification to separate from the Mavi and the Rishas Rab. Therefore, you have to have house and quarters only up to the Mavi to then permit it with a Lechi. But a Chatzar, which is further away from Rishas Rab, that we could validate it with a Lechi Bekari, even though there's no Chatzaris opening up into that Chatzar. So Tosfos says, the Rab that said that a Mavi is going to be permitted with Lechi Bekari, and so too Rav Nachman, that's talking about when there's two Chatzaris, that each one, first of all, has two houses opening up to that chatzah, not like Rashi. This Taisa says that this, that we're going to validate a chatzah, that the length is more than the width, but the lech mekari, even though there's no, doesn't have the second variable of chatzah is open up into that chatzah, that's because Taisa ultimately comes out to say, because you don't need to have that only by a mavi, because a mavi is called to Rosh Hashanah, in contrast to a chatzah, if it does not require that other variable of Batmachatzeres Pesuchim L'Teichai.